structural analysis with SHA. Short for scientific application, calling SHA structural design program does not do it justice. It is a structural design system. SHA is the lead product from Nemetschek SHA, a subsidiary of the Nemetschek Group specializing in structural engineering software solutions. The Nemetschek Group is an AEC software holding company best known in the U.S. for some of their other products, including Archicad, Vectorworks, and new acquisitions such as Bluebeam and Maxon. The company has more visibility in Europe and Asia. It is about 1,500 employees worldwide and would like to have more of a presence in the North American AEC market. The Nemetschek Group acts like an umbrella firm, but lets all the separate parts do their thing. There seems to be little concern about the integration of their products, unlike Bentley or Autodesk. Instead, they rely on fully implementing the OpenBIM philosophy to support interoperability. This lets each product do what it is best at without having to worry about what is happening with other products in the organization. A well-placed source at Bluebeam tells me that, other than providing access to more resources and markets, being part of the Nemetschek Group has changed virtually nothing. SHA North America is trying to emphasize four main points as they attempt to move its product into the U.S. and Canadian markets. 1. Fast and efficient modeling. 2. Advanced analysis. 3. Multi-material design. 4. Automatic and coordinated documentation. 5. Interoperability and collaboration. The specs. These are the minimum hardware specs to install SHA Engineer. Middle dot Intel Core 2 Duo or AMD equivalent, advised, Intel Core i5 or AMD equivalent. Middle dot 2 GB of RAM but 4 GB or more of RAM is recommended. Middle dot 256 MB of graphic memory supporting OpenGL at a minimum resolution of 1280x800. Middle dot 5 GB of disk space. Middle dot any Windows operating system for XP 32-bit to Windows 8 and 32/64-bit with the latest service packs installed. Though other Nemetschek products are well known in the Macintosh world, SHA does not run natively on Mac OS X. You must use virtualization software. They recommend Parallels 7 or higher. SHA ran very well on my test system, a Dell XPS 6700 running Windows 8.1 on an Intel Core i7-470 CPU at 3.4 GHz, 8 GB of RAM, and an NVIDIA GeForce GT635. The install. After downloading the software from SHA, it took approximately 20 minutes to install, another 10 minutes to license, and then 5 minutes to install the Quick Starts tutorials. Three icons appeared on my desktop. Figure 2. The licensing process seems a bit old-fashioned. As far as I can tell, there are three ways to license this software. One is to use the FlexNet license administrator on a single PC. The other is to run FlexNet on a server and download the licenses as you need them. And finally, there is also a version that runs with a USB dongle of some type. While dongles have basically disappeared in the US, I think they are still common in Europe. SHA told me that if you run it off of a server, you can share the licenses among your PCs on a first-come, first-serve basis. You can start with a few licenses and move up or down as your needs change. Using SHA. Figure 3, SHA Start Project Box at Startup. When the Start Project Box opens at startup, one can open an existing project, create a new one, and conduct several basic operations such as checking for a software update or getting web help, Figure 3. In my case, I opened a project that I have been working on over the past few days, Figure 4. The SHA interface looks like modern CAD programs such as Vectorworks, Figure 5. The SHA project I opened to use as an example was one that was designing an Eich 360-05 steel frame building. It was part of a tutorial for an earlier version of SHA. I downloaded it from the SHA website and spent several evenings going over it. It took me about 5 or 6 hours to create the building in SHA, with much of that time spent getting used to and understanding the interface. Someone with a few SHA projects under his or her belt could probably design the same simple building in an hour or so. I set up the project information and codes for the project in the project data dialog, Figure 6. I had intended to use SHA to design a bridge, but SHA does not currently support the OSHTO bridge standards. I suppose I could have used European standards, but I have no experience with them. Hopefully SHA will add OSHTO standards in the future. Russia is working to crack the U.S. building market since they support all the current U.S. building standards. After saving the basic project data, the next step was to select the initial elements, cross-sections, to be used in the design. It was easy to use the new cross-section dialog that allowed me to select elements, beams, from a list of shapes, figure 7. After selecting a few shapes and adding them to the project library, it was time to start laying out the basic geometry of the frame, which involved selecting a frame type, assigning the basic dimensions and hitting the OK button a few times, figure 8. I then situated the design plane and copied it to create the basic building outline. Once the basic frame was in place, it was pretty easy to use the drawing tools to place the additional beams and bracing, figure 9. I then defined haunches on the roof beams by filling out dialog boxes and selecting the proper element, figure 10. With the frame now defined, figure 11, the next step was to define the supports and connections, again via a series of dialog boxes. The following screen captures demonstrate the highlights of my design session. Final thoughts. As I mentioned in the beginning, SHA should be considered a design environment rather than just another structural analysis program. It can handle just about any structural design analysis task, with the added advantage of creating custom reports or documentation one needs about the design or project, figure 19. I was very impressed with the report writing capabilities. One shortcoming in most design programs is the lack of or limited types of reports they produce. SHA lets you pick and choose what you want to see and, more importantly, what you do not want seen in your reports and documentation. After these examples, let's see how SHA fared against the four bullets mentioned at the beginning of the article. Middle-dot fast and efficient modeling. SHA certainly is fast and efficient. I found SHA's CAD-like interface very easy to work with and use. Like any CAD program, it can be initially confusing since you don't know all the key-ins and shortcuts, but they come to you very quickly as you use it. Middle-dot advanced analysis, multi-material design. This was something I didn't get to test out due to time and experience constraints with the product. One of the demos I did look at was using SHA to do some gluum wood design. It was very impressive, and with a recently renewed interest in tall wood buildings, SHA could become a very important design tool in this area. Middle-dot automatic and coordinated documentation. I only was able to use the report writer, which, as noted above, I found to be a fantastic tool. I would almost recommend the product for this feature alone. The other part of SHA that is highly touted in demos and on the SHA website is OpenChecks, figure 20, and a standalone program called Design Forms. Think of a super engineering version of Excel. I would say it is an easier to use and understand than any math CAD type product. It deserves its own hand-on review. Middle-dot interoperability and collaboration. According to SHA and its documentation, it supports and works with the following impressive list of products and standards. Section full IFC 2x3 certification and compatibility with 150 different BIM packages. Section Rhino 3D and Grasshopper. Section Autodesk Revit Link 3.0 supports bidirectional support for Revit 2015. Section Tekla Structures, SHA can import and export the analysis model. Section Major Standard Formats such as XF/DWG, PDF, SDNF, and VRML, to name a few. How much? Pricing starts at $3,028.67. SHA Engineer ships in three editions, Concept, Professional, and Expert. As with most engineering software these days, the pricing gets complicated and is best discussed with product sales staff or representatives. Conclusion. I found SHA to be a very powerful and relatively easy-to-use program. I think it would be a good addition to any structural engineering office, even if you are currently using another design system. SHA should complement your existing tools and would be relatively easy to bring into an existing workflow. But don't take my word for it. Download a copy from the SHA website, install it, and put it to work in your environment. I think you will be glad you did. For more information, see the SHA website. Randall Randy Robinson is a part-time blogger, tweeter, author, and journalist who, during the day, works for the North Carolina Department of Transportation, NCDOT, as a technology support specialist advanced. He is currently responsible for the training, support, and implementation of the NCDOT's CAD and engineering applications for the western half of North Carolina. Randy has more than 29 years of experience in information technology and construction, Bridge and Roadway Engineering with two state departments of transportation.